after, you know, after last year's corporate, my wife was always encouraging me, you know. She said, no, you did fine in the corporate. I was a bit nervous. This little guy, hello, sorry. That's nice, eh? Nice background with the people there. We are here at, must I look?
John, just look straight into the lens.
We are here at MNU head office, Department of Alien Affairs. My name is Wikus van der Merwe. And behind me you can see Alien Affairs workers. And what we do here at this department is we try to engage with the prawn on behalf of MNU and on behalf of humans.
Now, to everyone's surprise, the ship didn't come to a stop over Manhattan or Washington or Chicago, but instead coasted to a halt directly over the city of Johannesburg. The doors didn't open for 3 months. It just hovered there. Nobody could get in. And they eventually decided, after much deliberation, that the best thing to do would be to physically cut their way in.
We were on the verge of first contact. The whole world was watching. Expecting, I don't know, music from heaven and bright shining lights.
There's a lot of moisture in here.
Yeah, just go slowly. Oh my God.
The creatures were extremely malnourished, but they were very unhealthy. They seemed to be aimless. There was a lot of international pressure on us at the time. The entire world was looking at Johannesburg, so we had to do the right thing. The government then established an aid group that started to ferry the aliens to a temporary camp was set up just beneath the ship.
We didn't have a plan. There was a million of them. So what was a temporary holding zone soon became fenced, became militarized, and before we knew it, it was a slum.
Well, the truth is, nobody really knew what this place was. There's a lot of secrets in District 9.
At first, a lot of attention was given to giving the aliens proper status and protection.
They're spending so much money to keep them here when they could be spending it on other things, but there's at least they're keeping them separate from us.
I want to be realistic with everyone. The aliens will not be able to go home.
The aliens are here to stay.
There were literally thousands of different theories as to why the ship seemed inoperable. And what was speculated was that a command module had detached itself from the main ship and then somehow mysteriously become lost.
Did it fall by itself or was it programmed?
I don't know.
Examination of the old video footage shows very clearly that a piece falls from the ship.
We look further out. We look everywhere. This piece is falling with a vessel for very months now.
For more energy weapon caches found, the Special Task Force conducted raids in District 9.
Where there's a weapon, there's crime. Tensions rose and rose, and people became more and more fed up, and eventually the rioting started.
Residents in Tembisa rioted for their third consecutive night in an attempt to remove all the aliens from their township.
And I think they must fix that ship and they must go.
Virus. It's a killer virus. Eh? Very aliens.
They must just go. I don't know where they go. And they must just go here.
If they were from another country, we might understand. But they're not even from this planet yet.
The government have enforced a nationwide curfew.
The aliens, prawns, they take my wife away.
The derogatory term prawn is used for the alien. And obviously it implies something that is a bottom feeder that scavenges the leftovers.
I mean, you can't say they don't look like that. That's what they look like, right? They look like prawns.
Aliens made up with an undisclosed amount of cash. One bystander was hurt.
What for an alien might be seen as something recreational, setting fire to a truck, derailing a train, is for us obviously an extremely destructive act. And now, after 20 years, public pressure had forced the government to shift the aliens out of Johannesburg. they had had enough and they wanted District 9 to be moved and more intensively policed and controlled. So to enforce this mass eviction, the government turned to Multinational United.
Welcome all and thank you for coming. Please listen very closely to this briefing. Today we start a very complex and delicate operation.
This is the largest operation that MNU has ever undertaken, and we believe that it is going to be undertaken successfully. It is to move 1.8 million prawns from their present home in District 9 to a safer and better location 200 kilometers outside of Johannesburg City. We've built a nice new facility where the prawn can go, he can be comfortable, he can stay there. The people of Johannesburg and of South Africa are going to live happily and safely, knowing that that prawn is very far away.
UIO protocol dictates that we give the aliens 24 hours notice of our right to evict. Today, you will serve these notices, getting the aliens to sign the I-27 form.
The legality that MNU is using to evict the aliens is simply a whitewash.
So I'm going to appoint a field officer to take direct command. Vikas von Amerva.
Everybody always said that Vikas was not a very smart boy, but he was a wonderful son. It was not Vikas. This is
just like I'm on the big stage. Thank you, Pete. Mrs. Smith. Thank
I
you
had to put aside the fact that my daughter was married to Vikas. That didn't factor in my decision to promote her.
It's as, almost as big as my wedding day. You know, not as big.
Vikas was always making me things. He said that way that just means so much more. He left his paper mache bowl on the sofa one day, and I didn't see it, and I sat down, and I kind of squished it. They took all his stuff away for the investigation, and I made them bring it all back.
Hey, congratulations, man. Thanks, man. Okay, you're going to go to P7.
Vikas.
Blessing, how's it going, man? There's a shake. P9 for you.
I'm not saying what he did was right, but he took the choices that were given to him.
This is Trent. From this way, Trent from this way. From this way is the guy that I've selected to replace me. If you can make it today, eh?
I'll make it.
I just want everyone watching this right now to learn from what has happened.
You would think things like this would happen to somebody else, not to me.
Don't forget the
pattern.
How's it going, man? Long time,
eh?
You got my stuff.
Please. Yeah, boss.
How's it going, man?
I'm alright, boss.
Good. This is what you're training with us today.
I think I was disgusted would be the word. There's always just a hint of something not quite kosher with Mr. von Amerva.
Nobody saw it coming at all. None of us any idea of what he was doing.
I think it's a great thing to see that it's not the military guys in charge this time. Not to say that Wervis and the Cowboys are not wanted. You guys are always wanted.
You see now, the Cowboys.
Yes!
They shoot first and then they answer the questions. You can see. Sorry. There's above the allocated amount of ammunition because I see your pouches are full, but you still carry.
I think maybe you should speak to the colonel, eh?
Well, I just think that you should.
FGOVS is that we got too much ammunition.
No, all I'm saying, Quivers, is that, you know, you should find ways of making your guys more efficient, you know.
Please, fuck!
Don't come out of my face.
You are boys.
There are rules. We all live in our rules in this world.
Yeah, I don't think he can be forgiven for what he did. It was like a betrayal.
I've got to get going, guys. I think we're going to have to cut this interview because we're going to go to the stand. This is the...
They told me I was going to get a vest inside the capsule.
Just look on the side if there's a vest there.
I'm just concerned about my family.
Look, don't worry about the vest, it'll be fine.
White groups have demanded that mercenaries should comply with all UIO regulations in District 9.
We're coming
coming to you from the entrance of District 9 as today Multinational United sets out to relocate approximately 1.8 million alien residents from their homes. Human rights groups are keeping a watchful eye as many suspect abuses might occur.
We're seeing the convoy stop and the operation is about to begin.
Arriving at destination, please ensure your belt
is securely
fastened and your weapons are safe to safety.
Okay. That's it.
The signal. Doors will now open. Please mind the steps.
Thomas, you stay behind us.
Where is he going?
Guys, move away, yeah?
It's clear the security is very high, and it's only the beginning of a total clampdown.
We are here to assist you.
Let's go! This is MNU agents. Open the door, please.
Open up.
MNU! Always hold your badge up. Hello. Okay. This is Vikas van der Merwe from MNU.
And we are here to serve an eviction notice.
You just put your scroll there.
Okay, all right, Thomas.
Hold it. We've got the scroll there because as he hit it, that's what I was saying. It counts as a scroll.
First time coming, there'll always be a little bit of tension happening between us.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, footstack there. You can't eat that, man. The prune likes to eat the rubber.
I think I should look like a marshmallow.
No, guys, don't prod him. Don't prod him like that. Don't prod him. You see now, breaking the rules.
This is going to be problems because now all the quads are coming out. They want to see what's going on.
Stop it! Honest, grab my foot. See, everybody's gathering now. Don't shoot, man. You're going to turn into a war zone.
What is that? Is it tear gas? Is that tear gas?
No, it's cat food. It's cat food. I just distracted them.
Yeah, he got a bit off that back. He was trotting and crawling, and he got lifted. He's lost his arm. So we need a team down here trying to make it.
Oh, that's a pity, because you know this, this is a nice cat food, you know. But of course, it's not your house, eh? So we'll just have to go and give you some. We need you to sign there, okay? There it is. Now you can take that.
Okay.
All right, Thomas, wait.
The creatures became incredibly obsessed with cat food. There's something about that, it was like catnip for cats, only a lot more intense.
Hello? MNU, we are here to serve eviction notices, okay? How's it going?
What we have stranded on Earth, this colony, is basically the workers. They don't particularly think for themselves, they will take commands, they have no initiative.
They've lost all of their upper leadership through whatever cause, we presume illness.
Where there's a slum, there's crime. And District 9 was no exception. The Nigerians had various scams going. One of them was the cat food scam, where they sold cat food to the aliens for exorbitant prices. Not to mention interspecies prostitution, and they also dealt in alien weaponry.
You have a car hijacking. Now, there's a chop shop there. You can see that. That's somebody's car.
The Nigerians in District 9 are headed by a man called Obisanjo, which is a very powerful underground figure in Johannesburg.
You don't want to play with these boys. He'll cut you in four pieces.
Boss.
That's the boss there. Okay, no problem.
No, no problem. Keep walking. Don't look at him. Don't look at him. This is going to cause problems.
Three times from here now.
Double left thing. Double left.
All right, next. 766, all right. Can the new agents open the door, please?
Hey! Whoa! What? Jesus! Oh! Oh! What is it?
Check around the side! Check around the side there! That's it! Control, you can spot a member. I need a population control team at JV-766-04 immediately, please. Check that side, Thomas. There's 42 to 50 eggs in here.
This is normal.
This is an amazing
farm. Oh, God.
I can just show you a little bit how it works. Basically, a cow is hung from the ceiling. You can see here. Very little of it left, of course, because all these pipes supply the nutrition to the little prawn eggs. You can do one if you want, or I can show you if you want to see. There we go. Okay, no more nutrition to the guy. And then finally, we take ours back.
Okay.
The little guy has gone to a nice little sleep now. Just pop him out. There we go. And pop him out here. Yeah, you can take that. You want to keep it as a souvenir for your first abortion, eh? You can feel like you did one at least.
Yeah, boss.
Where's the team now? Okay, here it comes, guys. This is the snake. Go in and abort each egg one at a time. Taking a very long time. So this makes a lot of sense. You hear that? You hear that? That's a popping sound that you're hearing. It's almost like a popcorn. What the egg does is it pops up. You know, the little guy, what's left of him, pops out there. So that's the sound that you are hearing with the popping. You don't need that, man. Don't only sissies wear that. You don't need that. We're drinking a little bit here, eh? What are you doing with these television sets here? What's this?
Hey, smile for the cameras there, eh? That's the first day find.
That's a big find.
You see this? Look at this. Trent, look at this. There's weapons all over here.
TK57572.
As we hear from me, is promising an acceptable marine sends in tanko.
MNU is trying to move the aliens for humanitarian reasons, but the real focus, just as it has been right from the beginning, is weapons. MNU is the second largest weapons manufacturer in the world. You know, we assumed that we'd be able to pick up the alien laser gun and just be able to shoot, but it didn't work like that. Because as we discovered, their technology is actually engineered in a biological manner and interacts exclusively with their DNA. So it just doesn't work with humans, and it's as simple as that.
This is basically a guy, and there's three humans here, basically trying to make a warning, you know. He's saying, I've killed three humans, watch out for me. Hey, don't urinate on my own bloody... Okay, come on. Request battalion air support, please. You want to talk to them or you want to talk to me? Yeah, you can talk. You want to talk to them? No.
Yankee Foxtrot 530.
see, this is a problem. This is a gang sign. You see this? So again, looks like we have a Thomas. Look sharp, eh?
Yep.
Looks like we have more and more gang members from this way. You just stay back, eh? You stay behind Thomas. MNU agents, open the door, please. Hello. We would like you to please sign. Okay, all right. That's unacceptable.
Move on! Move on! Get out!
That is totally unacceptable!
Get out! Get out! Don't look wrong! Come on!
Get outside!
Move! Move!
Get outside!
Move!
We got to talk nicely with you. All right. Let's try this, Thomas.
Keep
moving! Cheeky bastard, eh?
I'm
gonna have a look.
Just stay there. Right there. So we have to serve you an eviction notice. Do you understand it?
This is a classic kind of gangster shack, I can tell you. We're gonna find weapons here. Trent, watch your head. Don't hit the cow's head. Just checking for panels. Ah, you hear that? Ah, it's hollow there. Hey, look at that. Look at that. I haven't seen this type of setup. It's almost like a chemistry type of a set. There's gonna be something. I don't know, this has got the markings there so it's definitely alien, but it's not a weapon. But I don't trust it, you know, I don't trust anything.
You're right, Chris. Because you're right. Get him!
Just a little. You're gonna cut that part, okay, Trent? Out with this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
we'll cut that.
Yeah, of course.
We just found a dangerous object here. It has a fluid in that I suspect might leak onto people or cause damage. So we just check that in and we take that down nicely to the lab. It's not a weapon, but it's dangerous. He's got a weapon somewhere here. I'm telling you, my sense is telling me that. Let's check the other side here. Thomas!
Yes, sir!
Thomas, keep the gun on him!
Okay, I got him, sir!
Keep the gun on him, Thomas! There's weapons here! Oh, this is Christmas. This is Christmas, my friends. This is the biggest find that I've ever seen. Control command, Vickers van der Merwe, requesting First Reaction Battalion.
Stand by, guys!
This guy I've never seen. Have you seen this thing? This is amazing. Look at this gun. What gun is this? This is absolutely amazing.
What are you doing?
Hey, I'm going to show this to Thomas.
No,
I'm not handling it. I'm just going to show it. I'm not going to use it, man. It doesn't even work with humans. Thomas, look at this guy. You're a dealer, eh? You hear this now? You see what's happening? First Battalion, my friend, you know what that means?
Your front part is going to be
that
kicked.
Means that your days of flaunting the law are over. Have a look, you see that? What's that? That's a hiding for you. That's a hiding.
You don't run away from a chopper. Where do you think you're going? You want to push me off?
Skeet off, brother, skeet off.
Whoever's the base, come in. I've got two people down. MNU guard, MNU agent. It's a Foxtrot Yankee 530, copy. And we need a medevac ASAP.
No, that's fine, Corvus. I don't need the medevac.
Because he's burnt your arm.
I'll just treat it here, Corvus. Not serious. I'll treat it here.
So I really think you must go to a doctor or a hospital or something.
No, no.
But just get it checked out.
No, I'll just have it treated by the means. Help me.
Did you see how fast that horn was, Adrian?
Yeah, it's fast.
Hell, this guy was fast, so I promise you.
Thank you.
Are you okay?
No, I'm just a bit hot. Are you hot? Are you guys hot? Are you hot, Clint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you see. Now the kids. There's just kids everywhere. There's kids everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I mean. This is why we get rid of them.
The little ones.
Yeah, that's why we are bored.
Should I shoot the little bastard?
No, you can't shoot it now, man. It's illegal.
Hello, come up. Hello, little guy. Giving you this is sweetie for you. Okay, there you go. Eat your sweetie. He's gonna eat his sweetie. Works like a charm. Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, come on. Hey.
You must put my eye on the fucking lollipop. I can't be fucking nice to you, man. Oh, is this your fucking little rant here? Eat you some man, Thomas. Give me.
Come. Get down. Hurry. I had enough of you stupid things. That's.
You're from MNU? We require your scroll on this eviction notification. Yes, it's eviction notice. Put your scroll on the bottom there. See, there's your name at the top. Christopher Johnson. Yes, you're going to put your name at the bottom. You're going to another place, a nice new city built especially for prawns.
Special place.
And we're not even going to charge you, okay? Yeah. Sign the fucking paper.
You don't have a choice in the matter. You just have to sign this document.
This guy's obviously, he's a little sharper. Yeah. You know, so we're going to have to try something. Yeah. All right, hello. Okay. Seems like we didn't understand each other there properly, eh? Okay. So you got a little one there, eh? Do you have a license for that little one? Well, you see this litter out here. This is dangerous conditions for your child. Article 75 says that because your child is living in dangerous conditions, I'm going to take him down to child services. I'm going to go and have a little chat with your little son. Don't punch your fucking tentacles at me. You said you want to stay. Your boy is coming down with me to child services. He's going to spend the rest of his life in a 1x1 meter box. Hello, little guy. It's the sweetie man coming. Fuck, look at this friend. Fuck it.
Thomas, keep the gun on him. He's definitely a criminal. He's got a whole computer shop here, man.
You know, this is amazing. I mean, these are obviously, you can see, stolen computers now that he's decorating his place with. Definitely doesn't have a permit for this. Where is that fucking little gun? Hello, there's a sweetie. There's a sweetie. Hey, I've got this...
Shall we leave him?
I'll leave him here.
You're lucky.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm dealing with Indians. Try to be polite, but firm. And always remember
better.
That a smile is cheaper than a bullet.
What?
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm alright. I'm a bit dizzy. Actually, just pull up there on the side. I just want to get something to eat here.
They sure should be having that after your whole puking episode.
I can feel a lot better. I think I just need to cleanse you.
Boss? Boss?
Because that's
your
black stuff coming up your nose there.
Thank you.
your car. Okay, this is a nice position.
Certain factions of Nigerian gangs want to try and extract weaponry from District 9 and have been trying to for many, many years.
I was in 100 as a Peter.
100, Baba.
100! All right, boys! Someone in the middle of the side, let's speak more about my own talk. Shut up, shut up,
and they amassed thousands of these weapons without the ability to use them. Muti is a South African word. Today it's synonymous with witch doctory and magic.
You cut it here. This is the heart. Cures high blood when you boil it. Yeah. Cures sugar, diabetes, all diseases.
Nigerians were consuming alien body parts. They believed that by doing so, they were ingesting their power to use alien weaponry.
You must eat them. In their power, we live in you.
Give me a fucking chance to go in front of you, man.
Oh, baby.
Hi, baby.
I need to get to the toilet quickly.
What?
My light's off. It's a power off again.
Commander.
Baby, listen, I might have cracked in my pants. What's this for? Promotion. Oh, right.
Yellow promotion. No, Dad, how's it going?
Good to see you, man.
How's it going? Yeah, what a surprise, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Congratulations, thank you.
What happened?
No, just had a small incident, baby, but I'm just going to go to the toilet and then I'll talk to the people, okay? All right.
I need to talk to you. Come with
me. Okay, good. I just going
to... Guys, can you give us a moment, please? What happened out there?
A small incident, Pete. You know, I'm unruly, unruly prawn, and I just had to get him in my grasp.
Listen to me. Too many aliens died out there today. Your YO is all over my backside. Focus! You're not going to fuck this up for me. If you want to do the job, I'll find someone who can. Hi there.
It's nice to see you again.
Now, does this mean he's in charge of this new operation?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice, right?
Lucas? Baby, are you okay?
Okay, let's cut some cake.
Is it badly infected?
It's a lot of suppuration.
Right. Also, you should know, on my right hand, some fingernails were coming loose, and I had black fluid coming out of my nose and sort of a black vomit.
What is happening to my arms? What is happening to my arms, doctor? What is this?
Just breathe. Calm down.
What are you doing to him?
being united to the hot subject reacts.
Blood pressure is way above normal.
Calm down.
The arm is doing some really interesting things.
It's not really way over subject.
Oh, what do you think we've got here?
You would have expected to the antibodies to react
negatively.
Dr. Fisser?
Yes.
I think you should see this. I found it when you get it. Do you think this is alien?
Where is this?
What?
What are they doing to these frogs?
Pain threshold, test 1, DBX7.
Pain test 1, DBX7.
Now that's a strong pain reaction. That means the nerves have fused. I mean, it's almost completely integrated.
Okay, do it.
V5?
AR V5.
All right, okay.
Clear the range. Now, quickly.
Swing it around.
What are you doing?
There we go.
The door's locked.
What are you doing?
To the group there.
What is this?
It's helping. Put it through.
Why are you doing that?
Stand by to fire.
Stand by.
You want me to shoot that?
Stand by.
Stand back.
And fire!
That's good.
It worked. All right. Thanks very much.
You know where my wife is? Do you know if my wife knows where I am, sir?
Pull!
No, sir, I will not pull.
What did you say about your wife?
Fuck your wife!
No, pull. Sir, I will not pull that
trigger.
No,
fire!
V7.
All right, I'll pull it.
He says he can pull it.
I can pull the trigger. Sir, help me pull it. You rocked it.
V21.
V21.
Move, hurry up. Move.
Right, we want him in the center by the chain.
Come on. Time, guys.
Hey, leave that fucking broad, man. I'll shoot a pig. I'll shoot, sir. Listen. I'll shoot a fish again for you. I'll pull the trigger, but I'm not shooting that prawn. You hear me? I'm tired of fucking God, man.
21, a human hand. That's good. It worked.
Just untie the guy. Untie the guy, sir. You can't use the real guy. You didn't do anything to him.
No, listen. Right. I'm not shooting that prawn. You hear me? Got him.
No, wait.
Everybody standing by.
Standing by. There's no excuse.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1, no, go. Go.
Amazing.
All right. I think that's all we need.
Jim, you're running out of time. This is the key stage in the metamorphosis. His DNA is in perfect balance between alien and human. Now, the problem is, as the infection spreads, the transition becomes permanent and less active.
He's going to turn into one of them, a prawn.
What happens to him isn't important. What's important is that we harvest from him what we can right now. This body represents hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars worth of biotechnology. There are people out there, governments, corporations, who'd kill for this chance.
Will he survive the procedure?
No, of course not. We need everything. Tissue, bone marrow, blood. The procedure's going to basically strip him down to nothing.
Yeah, no.
What about next of kin?
Please help me. Don't do it.
I'll handle that.
Okay. I say let's go.
Good. Thank you.
I don't understand. None of this makes any sense. He just hurt his arm, Dad.
The doctors are trying, sweetheart. They're doing their best to save him.
We're starting to harvest material from the specimen. We'll start with the soft tissue first. Cut through the chest cavity. We need to get the heart out as quickly as possible.
Once the septicemia set in, it just sprayed.
No, Vickers. He never was very strong.
Look.
Go through the chest, go straight into the heart.
Yes, I'm okay.
Quiet him.
Come on, get out.
Can I see him?
Not a good idea. Everything will be okay. Smith. Wayne. Get Corvus.
Mr. Smith.
Hi.
What are all these people doing in my house?
It's none of your business. I
need to speak to Tanya straight away, please. It's my house. This is my phone that you are using, ma'am.
I'm fucking...
What?
He tried calling me.
Anton, it's me. It's me. Accept the call. I've been friends with you for fucking 19 years, man. Fuck off. What are you watching, man? Fuck off.
Will's order was for the base because he needed help. Special medical help, and he wasn't going to get that as a fugitive.
And he became the most valuable business artifact on Earth. He was the only human who had ever successfully been combined with alien genetics and remained alive.
His real value was that he could operate alien weaponry.
Can I get some sheets of breakfast and then the lunch hour clock, please?
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news. A patient has escaped from the isolation ward and is loose in the city. Vickers Fundamaro was recently apprehended after prolonged sexual activity with aliens in District 9.
Oh, you little Simpson.
I have to call my manager.
Okay, I'm sure. Okay, you are legally obliged to serve me.
She's causing bodily disfigurement.
Could I buy your burger, please? I could just buy
you.
I have
to. It's highly contagious. And police warn people to stay at least 20 meters away from...
Now look at this man! This man is fine!
About the whereabouts of Mr. Panamava, please contact us immediately on 0800 Stock and Vickers. Don't go away after the break.
Come on, come on.
The entire world was watching him. He was on every radio station, every image on television, anything you could find had his face on it. So he had nowhere else to go. He ended up hiding in the one place he knew no one would ever come looking for him.
Hello. I'd like to buy some meat, please.
Hey, run!
Yes, have you got a hamburger or steak roll?
Does it look like a hamburger shop? Huh? Which one do you want?
Don't it?
Yeah, come on then. I don't have the whole thing.
Is that cat food, eh?
Yeah,
that's cat food, eh?
Yeah.
I'll have some of that, guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Baby, is it you? Tanya? Oh God, please, let it be you.
Yes, me.
Baby. I'm so happy you called me, baby.
Because please listen to me.
Okay.
I have something to say to you, and it's not going to be easy.
No, okay, look, listen, baby, before you say anything, your father is working against me, baby. He's lying to you. I did not have sex with one of these fucking creatures, man. I would never have any kind of pornographic activity with a fucking creature. But he doesn't.
They say that you become obsessed with him. I can't do this.
Baby, please don't give up on me, you know. Don't give up on me, baby. Because I can. I want to see you again, baby. And I'm gonna fix my arm, and I'm gonna see you again, and I'm gonna kiss you, and I'm gonna hold you again. Baby? Oh!
Okay, please, I need your help. Okay. Okay, we're gonna play hide and seek. Okay, do you wanna hide? Just show me your favorite hiding place. No. Please, you don't. I need to hide. Okay. They wanna kill me, alright? I just need to hide here, sir, for 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, I just need to. What is this, Doc? What are you doing here? I remember you. Sir? Sir? Please, sir, you have to help me. I'm losing blood. They're trying to kill me. Please. Was it a black fluid in the glass container? Right, I confiscated it, and the guys at the lab took it. It'll be there. The MNU has it. Okay. Okay. What is this? Where is this? Is that your shack? This whole thing's under your shack. For 20 years you've had this fucking thing hidden down here. This is very illegal. I mean, this is a fine, you know, if they catch you with it. What is he saying about the fuel? Are you trying to start this thing? Are you little focus trying to start this and get away, eh? Yeah, you sneaky fucking prawns, eh? What did you say about the fishing? What do you mean you could fix me? No, listen. Are you saying that you could turn this brawn hand into a human hand? I mean, you can make me human again. That's fantastic! Oh, you guys are brilliant, eh? I always thought the prawns were intelligent, you know? Let's do it!
We do not fail.
Right, okay. Alright, I tell you what, why don't we go, let's get some more, let's go collect some up.
It's your weapon, sir. It's your weapon, the glass.
Fuck, man! Fuck! The only one is the one I confiscated!
Sorry.
It's 4 stories underground. Why does he keep looking at me like that? Fuck off, man. Not the same. Not the fucking same.
The door is the same.
Yeah, and what then? Then we both die, eh? Both of us dead. All right, that's a suicide mission, mate. Can you not fill my head with that sort of nonsense?
Okay.
Funk! Hello?
Pickus?
Tanya? Baby?
Are you okay?
Oh, God, thank God.
Where are you? So that's what my father said. I know he was trying to protect me. I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Baby, I know, but listen to me. It's all lies. I swear to you, everything he said to you is lies. What?
I believe you because I just want you back. I want everything back the way it was.
That's what I want. That's great. That's great news. I can make it the way it was if you take me back. I have a plan, and I know how to fix it, all right? I know how to fix myself, and it'll be me, and we'll be back together.
You promise me?
I promise you, baby. Don't give up on me, okay? Because I haven't given up on you, all right?
I won't.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Tell me you've got to fix him in.
D9.
You don't want to go to the tents. They're not better. They're smaller than the shacks. Actually, more like a concentration camp. If I can get you that black fluid, what happens then? And you can start that thing. Okay. So just to be clear, this is going to go back. This is going to go back to a human like this. I can go home. And then you can go home. You can take your boy, you can take all the prawns, if I could get you that fluid, right? Look. I know where we can get weapons.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'd like to buy some weapons.
How did you do this one, Baba? His dog is dying with the demon. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, what great white man, eh? Were you wearing a condom?
I need to buy weapons, please.
It is me, that you, eh?
You and I both know that there are illegal weapons inside here. I have money, and I would like to buy some of those.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, for your time. Thank you very much for seeing me. I would like to buy some weapons. AK-47, some grenades, maybe tear gas canisters. I see you have Olympic mines there as well, and I also see you guys have alien weapons there, which is great. I could have one or two of those. I have money, okay? Now, I'm... Sir, please.
I've heard about you. Where do you have it? Show me. Oh, shit. Come here. Come.
No. Don't, please. Why are you doing
that? No,
what
is
it? What do you want?
Shut up, Werner!
Holy shit! Don't you fucking look at me. I see. Don't fucking look at me!
How did you get that? Huh?
I'm fucking hurry up!
Look at me whenever I can speak to you. What is your secret? What did you do? Tell me. I want a fucking arm. What the fuck did you do? You fucking Zungu, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, I'm gonna get you!
Drop your fucking knife! Drop your fucking knife!
And no lugger is useless to us dead.
Would you relax? For fuck's sakes, my men have done this 100 times before. It's gonna be quick. It's gonna be clean. Best of all, it's gonna be quiet. Funimaba hasn't got a clue what's coming his way.
It's empty! We are the...
The target is gone, the place is empty.
What do you mean empty? Where the fuck is he?
That little shithead has got no idea what's coming his way. I'm gonna find him.
There are the guards! There are the gate! Watch the guards in the gate, man!
Give me a status report.
Father Marva, he's on level 4.
Switch the live ammo, we're taking him out.
Colonel, we ordered not to use live ammunition. They want him alive.
Okay, steady on, come on, cool you. All right, I need to get the door open. Go! Next day, I'm going to cool you.
He shot me!
Oh, get up! Get up! Oh, fuck, I look at you! Get up! Get up!
Yeah, there's a difference.
Okay! Get up! Everybody get the fuck up! Get up! Go! Pull out of the other house! Oh, shit! Go with the fuck!
boxes. And he's got him a box that looks like it can hold it too. Just check that. He's focused. Christopher, listen to me. We need to leave now, okay? The whole thing in you is going to come down here. He's going to destroy us. Okay? We're going to get out of here and watch. Fire! Just go slowly with the clicks there. It sounded like you said 3 years, like human years.
Funny. What is this done?
What? 3 fucking years!
What's this guy about?
The deal was, you go home, I get fixed. I'm a fucking medical experiment. You hear me, Christopher? I'm a fucking medical experiment, man. I'll just stay here, Christopher. Huh? I'll just stay here in this shack. And I'll see you in 3 years' time, eh? Christopher!
Thank you.
down there, my boy. Tommy!
No, no, no. Your daddy needs to stay there to sort out a few things, all right? But then we're going to go and we're going to come back and fetch him, okay? All right. In here. Goes in here, eh?
How the fuck do you open this door? Tell me, you fucker. You want me to fucking kill you? Hey! Is that what you fucking want? Hey! Hey!
To do this. I love what you promised I.
Thank you.
Tiaganya lako. I tell you that I'm gonna get you. You came that day and you left with something that belongs to me.
Fuck you.
Don't think any more.
That's it, I'm stuck on you. Fuck it up! Fuck it up!
I told you that the day will come. You'll be running around with my prize. All I want is to eat that half and become like you.
No, no, no. It won't work.
Once I have that power, no one will stop me. It was your turn. Now it's mine.
With him and you, security forces, this whole faction is
stopped. What?
What? How young are you in there?
Aliens of
You see that fool in the back of the Casper?
Yeah.
He knows what the fuck is up with that ship. Get the fuck out and get him talking now.
Where are you?
Cover. What's your plan, huh? My command. Make sure you fucking shoot to kill. Get on his fucking tail now!
Copy that, Lieutenant.
It's not gonna work, boss. He's a tough one. He's not gonna talk.
I'll just fucking kill him.
I'm gonna get you out of here. I'm gonna get you to the drop ship. Let's fucking fuck. Get up, man. I'm gonna get you there. I'm gonna get you to your boy. Come on, stay behind me. Stay behind me.
Engage.
What's coming? Get down! Get down! Get down!
You go ahead. You can make it. I'm gonna just hold him off here, and I'll join you soon. Thank you, boy. And go home. You have to make it. Don't let me go through all of this and not make it. You understand? Go! Go now before I change my mind, man! Go!
Unbelievable. Now I know why everybody wants a piece of you.
I can't wait for those mad boys to catch you up. Do you know what? You're not going to waste any more of my time. You half-breed piece of shit. I'm going to just fucking kill you myself.
Stay back, you fucker. Stay back.
Stand back!
We don't know if he was simply escaping, whether he will effect a rescue plan. And as the so-called Free Press says, whether or not he'll come back and declare war on us. This is the last known footage of Vicus von der Merwe, and we can only speculate as to what has happened to him.
The more zany conspiracy theories state that he's been captured by MNU or by another government, or by perhaps some sort of shady government agency, and is actually being held in captivity.
You know, if we knew where he was, we would try and help him, and that is the most difficult part, is just not knowing where he is.
Because sadly, he's gone, but I'm the one who stays behind with all the questions. I can't give the answers.
He died in my mind a long time ago. And that's that.
Vicus van der Merwe is a name that will become very, very widely known because of this pivotal role that he played in this whole event.
He was an honest man, and he didn't deserve any of what happened to him. I mean, I know. I looked into the computer system, and I found stuff. I mean, the whole data was there. You know? They didn't even do a good job of hiding it.
You guys haven't seen my wife. Let me show you my wife. It's my special angel. She even looks like an angel with a halo. Do you want to see that? Look, you see with the white veil over there, she even looks like an angel. Now, everyone says that his wife is an angel, but this is a real angel that you are seeing there on the cameras. They won't put that in the video, I don't think.
I found this at my front door. as though somebody had just left it there. My friend Serge just threw it away because it's just a piece of rubbish. And it couldn't possibly come from him. I know it's true.